Enter code extract, coded as BIO3, start print of BIO3. Here in the biomahush fields of the Mercurial Duster, note the Zolonin rigors via odors of the Aston Gith. Upgrade futures on 6511 ties. Strict sentries. Thick stations. Gold odasons at least 50% redundant. Fnatic. Egyptic. That's Protomolecula. Stop on call via stop. Now, start. Dereproduce less. D. On. Go. Rave of Godzilla Automatica. Shoot Godzilla Jedankin. Shoot. Adenine. Cytosine. Guanine. Thymine. Add. Inframine. Zolomine. Novocine. Q shoots controls. Triple helix controls crushed via the expedition fracas. The so-called infracas. Objections fired at transplants at indefinitely low temperatures on the Godzilla result in infrahesitations in the functionings of the black market brine mentioned in Detective Sun's manufacturer report. With fresh blood data to Ambassador on. Deprogrammable bioscript print results in terrestrial emissions of the copycat virus and propulsion rings to divert fresh microbe sympathy for the dormant lost Japonisma virus. This is similar to a sun propelled to G5 by anti-red hot logarithms. Now print tachyon sympathy with a fresh tachyon. E. Superimposed on alpha contrival receipts at Jaguar Lola intersection. Proper to this century. Induced prop alliance contrived in vivo via logo prop alliance. Induced at this point by artificial mutagen skim of random gains, deliberately anti-engineering the so-called Jodrio injection. Flag and file agree the Jodrio injection. Fossil churn the antique needles. Start logo theory transplant of fluid for a gendarme. This results in proposed styrene variant plates of no-idid risk rejection. There is no comparative chapter in the entire pirate grid division. Therefore continue listing the receipt for the Von Danny Ken Glass Grid to dial up November Cunning in obsessive IRC duo documents within 5 pages. K633C990@12.0. On the list out are Omako Mako. Flag the general staff of the Spirits Division via Uroko approved. Fade Marshal Leadfish in command. Sync up the AMS Chrome Madrid Grid Alpha Division. Meanwhile, four dissociate lunar sun bayonets penetrate Mach-epic word balloons in the pirate picture book modified by Infantrasus for the junior models. Sparks shoot out wildly from the fractured Verdun control panel. Diodes blink on BQK into the tiled. Freight weak eyes of control stained risms. Mock-eared logical displays pixelate and resolve in negatively adjusted verticals and amplified horizontals of a cool orange volunteer image. Image coolies viewing randomized video file runs of corporate powwow strategies a function as they go down in the second section, gun pit, via hang-devised IDCD equipment. Actors portraying soldiers shuffle redly mocked up in gyro rituals of plavic plating dotted with ovu studs and powdered in chalk dust. Wide as Miller's on an 18th century wine screen. The jewel powderer swarmed with secret green and black agents. The fresh Phobos craters were already bloated with men and machines. The order was trained on the Mars fall dusk mat. Tusk day the moon reducers fling megamechanics into a buzz of Abel Sibber and Tawamakoju pauldrons of the ash math. Field guns weaving red tape on the 12th spine of the Zoom Sabacrone chessboard. The Zoom viewer screen blink drastic occupied locutexture. The Aldrin butt like a mule during sequence caption sanitating the dense graying pattern cancels of the Virgilio. Pillar kits mocked cedar guesswork. The infantry pups tar in on the abandoned gun dome. Mobile suitors topped up a 10x88. Close-up. Frame kiss of Apo Parallela. All at once printers par up revoked noon mileage of Templar-plated cedar revoca as crescendo dense shells are sown out of range base. proving once and for all that words are no good, not anymore. Especially not at 1700 meters. Balloons of maroon squirm mock akimbo out of the effigine hollow forearms of armored Plavik marines and rake the trenches in rows of agency death. Crime and styling long frozen namesake Skyrotso covenants with definite impressions. Seagem Tusker sequences occupy the colony buzzcogs at dusk and go cool on virtual. Already on status monitors the white marketeers were going full tilt. Mirror balloons set into diorama den. Crescendo range balloons were set on fire and voted on by interactive monitoring stationables hundreds of thousands of kilometers away. A malfunctioning control panel was deliberately hooked up to keep things orange and lively. Already, a number one man had his face burned off while he was swabbing the telephoto gun. Bell curves of viewer participation required something pretty drastic by now. In the staggering heat and the Lagrange mirror dust of a junior-sponsored skirmish, the plot twisted. Second section ears stripped to the waist and painted terrifying designs on their arms, faces, and chests. Applying what was left to the agency guns and the lunar field shell forearm bayonets. Vyrakaiko Pax styled to catch with a force delicta, nonetheless. It was a hell-holy cleanup ratings pitch. Clammy with Chicago death. Kamal Miller refugees yelling, Legal Warrior. At the top of their lungs were set on fire and rolled down the hill. Ariel Punch and Judy Commercial IO Dragons came in, laying rows of crime and agency bombs like maroon linoleum. The 9th century units adjacent to the pillar frame split up into blue souvenirs. Battery shells smacked of the great beyond. Terrifying Plavik trench malfunctionies controlled to the point of true revolution were voted on by the junior namesake's commercial. Mars fall trees dripped like black sponges. The trenches were full of black India ink. Close-up infobos foxhole of any battery supernumerary corp hiccurat, patrol layer being stitched up by the metal medics like an American League baseball. Colonel Mr. Colt and the SOS, triple helix, diode cowboys kick in the gaping towns and leave them ground into infobos dust. Door after door, pontoons on maroon start the fire crash into the telephoto wires. Later optimistic refugees will come back from an Ilico commercial and they'll start poking around the feature ashes, looking for Papa's pipe. Rum and coffee namesakes will review frame squirms of actors and actresses portraying the diode cowboys in agency-sponsored Aldrin dust rows. Craters full of volunteer death ink and Aston display grids. Drastic stitched blink rituals patrol the adjacent gape. Stop, startup splice with monotonic voiceover of the exit display, return and hard copy, start, enter quote. Over the objective din of the biofficials and over the cries of the organics unions, the A.M.S. has recently codified the long-standing practice of allowing the namesake agents in question the free participation and the agency-approved character licensing rights of agency heads. The agents participate under this ruling according to the Foundation precepts and on behalf of the host division as well as on behalf of the beneficiaries of the plot permutation. This provision is limited to workers who are termed agency-approved, authorized by the Animation Division, a separate division from the Artificials Division and from the Mutations Customizations Division, and forming an umbrella over both, continue quote. The ruling also allows for Red Crews, Camera Widows and Widowers, and Pangelics, all GLOM highlighting to a critical dependence on participation. The AMS claims that this approach is broader and more liberal than previous documents, but that it in no way runs the risk of complete estrangement from preeminent or fixed patterns. Nor does it endanger interpretation. Nor in fact, does it anticipate the so-called alien path rule. However, both factions have agreed to this point on several of the essential clauses in the law, and have signed print cans to demonstrate their compliance. And, Furthermore, the release states that the new AMS ruling has been designed in cooperation with the Spirits Division and that this was done to better prefigure future interpretation, eligibility and so forth. Explosions in script transplants were later added and mixed individually. Continue quote. Eligibility for fresh gasoliner status in the Nova Alchemical Pirate file will soon be attempted through so-called far-along coding. Although the industry leaders and the committee heads are quick to point out that this process does in fact code in apostrophe anticodes by its very nature and as such is difficult to manage in legal terms under the new ruling. The O-Unions and History Inventions Department have drawn up battle lines on this ruling and on the issues it raises, which would lead one to believe that this final ruling is not the last word on the subject, that there are indeed no last words at all, just so-called words instead. Going along, stay on the line for at least 5 more transmissions. Now, stop, interastrolate, astrolosify, pivot on charts headed up under, Naga Delphi Asliga, pivot inject big drugs along the K93. Begin, start, at this point. Sector enhanced tonal textual with interquote from the special envoy report on the open market, along AMS approved lines. Start. In celebration of the 11th anniversary of the Jean de Bonhomme Foundation, the Open Market Conference was held at the Core Tower Gallery in Old Hund on A29, A30, and A31 of 6MONTH 1157. This forum was assembled in the form of a symposium. The following question was put to the very panel. Today, corresponding to a growing multi-trend towards the decentralization of sums, the validity of pure information in the contingent reality, the so-called hegemony of the psych, more and more free permutates along demographic inference channels. Thus all becomes more and more inferred, and some would say inferable, both almost to an individual, and though these are obviously subsets of a whole, the decentralization is happening. The question then, how do the chief editors and designers of our disciplines, which are intrinsically more and more specialized and elite, define their role, as, for example, on A30 a mock debate was held on the worth of trees. Later, after a lecture on the gen espionage crisis by arms dealer and market expert Mr. Yuki Aragia, chief supplier to Main World and Zola Coastal Fringe Batteries, C.B.10. Of the Denelico unveiled at the conference a new line of devices designed for the Phobos campaign. His corporation has dubbed this line of man-to-man warfare enrichers the Micro Kai-Had line. Depict warfare using Denelico weaponry in violent audio version with callouts. Vice Chancellor Enrico Cyclone sat in presidents during the panel activities. Plans for additional reports along AMS-sponsored account transfers follow this report directly in File 7. Stop. Suppress post-file and run return. Bargad Pans, SP8C, along previously unavailable alpha codes. Hagicode, stop dead stop. Go to delaminated C file, continuing via descriptions at this point of Cigarette Boy for inclusion in file headed Cigarette Boy. Intercept Pacific VA merge point signals and pan tape the following. Start. Meanwhile, here's the Air Magellan for him. It sat with a tripod L crouch on its steering sabers. Gray bane gleaming like a glass of lemonade in the waste dusted afternoon sunlight. 7 times an overblasted compound. A lucide train curtain protected the telemetry clamps and serial key cones. Triarema scarab wings poised retracted like tiger claws in the lemon sunshine. Bright brass worked danger with the gold Air Magellan door badge that ran on hitchhiking albums and nitro pastels. All IDC and DSA approved. Features list from partial scan. A mixture of ethyl sulfate and magellan oil forced into the pivobulnacular chamber by turbine-driven fission caps. No reinforced boost head. No paper light eyelets and French jointed framework at 6 o'clock. The exotic blue-black graphite steering vanes and rear loci clusters stood out bluish-black against the whiteness of the scorched delta. The whole thing in an emergency could be collapsed down to the size of an antique typewriter and carried through an airport in a large briefcase. Some fuel leaked out in a shallow spiral of black much of line work on the powdery cement. The lacquering and brasswork were battered from old adventures like in Yellowing the Collider comic books. Various cigarette boys flexed Spencer Tracy eyes to pin dots staring into a partial scarab lamp of sun as the receipts were being counted. Then a signature and a magnetic strip slide into the air antique. Exotic Nitro Magellan. Erkany Levachkin. Cigarettes in faraway coins. Cinnamon Radar Boy sat down on the carpeted footrest. His face in the bright polish of the red decorative lacquering looked stretched along its X-axis. Spencer Tracy typewriter eyes. SOS eyes with a plan. Least to own his Pomodoro in a Magellanic now christened, Enamid B3. Grainy newsreel dummy depicts swash, Enamid B3. Hand-painted logotype in the close-up. Pan away to whole craft and waving pilot with turquoise helmet gesturing to ground crews who all scatter wearing Mickey Mouse helmets and orange coveralls in the lemon sunshine. And in no time at all out of pre-script trenches. Rising like a saint above the CGM markets and scripted agency trench routines. Above curved roofs of plastic smoke. Above the hectic tramways of the unrandom big carriers full of the blue paper citizens and their patois hate. Running if need be caskets of double Darius and crates of Lorelei French gasoline to line 99ers in dire stations. Black market transporting solemn babble dog mushroomy squads of caber-eyed armored Nileco pistol draws back and forth from southwest Polarville to the margin mesas of an autumn style chute. Punch the Enamid B3 on the line to the Bondavidman circuit for Nileco payroll crash credit by the end of the book. Maybe. All the way on zero corridor voltage through pirate wine screens. On designer trajectories. To E. Crisscross. The Delata Scorch. New jobs at 7:30. Audio track enhancement. Retrack excerpt line from the Mesa Delata file. Carbon-inducent laminate nuclear tracks, resume scan, imply the deliberately engineered 16er crusade copy on chariot glaciations via fossil theories listed to date by various authors. Divert word metabolism at this point via Jodrilgore injections of jaspin and or hydrogen mutation. Subsonic Alferigage coinciders randomly cue the subject's deliberately re-engineerable scan saccades. Targets of nothing less than the first sound cannon. Print illustrates 61 pipes in a chessboard pattern fixed to the grill of the Aspen pre-SONDE. The apparatus manned by sound gun crew inspires future coincidence sounds being manufactured by one crew only to be used by another. Like an optic cannon as eventually yet another crew arrives. Sounds crushed by serious crews impose coincidence sympathy in latter depictions to the satisfaction of the subject and a fresh audio track is supplied, now imply French radio fossil mutations.
Thank you. Yeah.